5 minutes, so Poland will start, and then the Secretary General, and then we'll be happy to take a few questions. Deputy Prime Minister.
Witam serdecznie Państwa. Dzisiaj w Polsce, w Świętoszowie, dzieje się historia.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Today in Świętoszów, in Poland, we are creating history.
Mamy okazję na własne oczy zobaczyć, jak działa NATO, jak realizowane są decyzje szczytu w Newport.
You have had the opportunity to see with your own eyes how NATO works and how the decisions from the Newport summit are implemented.
Możemy się na własne oczy przekonać, jak działają siły VJTF, szpica NATO.
And we could see with our own eyes how the VJTF force, or the spearhead of NATO, works.
Chcę podziękować bardzo wszystkim żołnierzom i dowódcom, którzy ostatnie miesiące ciężko pracowali na to, żeby można było powiedzieć, szpica działa.
And I would like to thank all the soldiers and commanders who have worked so hard over the past months, so that now we can say that the spearhead is actually operational.
Dziękuję sekretarzowi generalnemu NATO, panu Jensowi Stoltenbergowi, którego przywództwo zapewnia dobre wdrażanie postanowień szczytu z Newport.
And I would like to thank the Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Stoltenberg, whose very good leadership ensures that the decisions from Newport are implemented.
Rozmawialiśmy też dzisiaj z sekretarzem generalnym o tym, że zbliża się szczyt NATO w Warszawie w lipcu 2016 roku.
Today, together with the Secretary General, we talked about the upcoming NATO summit in Warsaw in July 2016.
Myślę, że dzisiejsze zdarzenia, to, że szpica działa, napawają nas optymizmem co do przygotowań do szczytu w Warszawie.
And I think that the fact that the spearhead is operational, as we saw today, gives us a lot of optimism for the Warsaw summit.
Zadeklarowałem, że jesteśmy gotowi do ciężkiej pracy, aby szczyt NATO w Warszawie był szczytem przełomu.
I declare that we are ready to work very hard in order to make sure that the Warsaw summit is a breakthrough summit.
I zapewnienia pełnego bezpieczeństwa krajom położonym na wschodzie Europy.
And that we will help ensure full safety and security to the states lying in the east of Europe.
Bardzo dziękuję panią minister obrony Niemiec, Holandii i Norwegii, które tutaj dzisiaj również są, jak państwo widzieli.
I would like to thank the ministers of defense of Germany, Netherlands and Norway who are here with us today, as you saw.
To one, te państwa odpowiadają za działalność szpicy i bez ich zaangażowania też tego dzisiejszego dnia by nie było.
Because these three countries are behind the forces of the spearhead and without their involvement we wouldn't be here today.
Dziękuję.
Thank you so much, Deputy Prime Minister, Defense Minister. It's great to be back in Poland. I told you this morning that the first country I visited after I became Secretary General of NATO last fall was Poland. And now I'm back again in Poland. And I think that's an expression of the key role Poland is playing in our alliance. And Poland is playing a key role in many different ways. You are going to host the next summit of our alliance in July next year. You are investing in defense. You are contributing to our collective defense, and you will reach the target of spending 2% on defense already this year. But in addition, you are hosting this very important exercise. And I thank you for doing so, because this exercise we have witnessed today is an expression of that we are delivering on the promises we made together at the last summit of NATO last fall. Because there we decided to increase the readiness and the preparedness of our forces. And the centerpiece of this increased readiness is the new spearhead force, or the very high readiness joint task force. And this is the first time this force is deployed, doing an exercise. And I'm impressed by what I've seen, the professionalism, the dedication of the troops, of the soldiers, but also the way they are able to work together. Soldiers, troops from 9 different countries working together as one. And this is really the strength of NATO, that we are a big alliance representing 28 different allies, but we are able to stay united and to and to work together as one. And this is something we need, because we are facing a new security environment with the new challenges, and we are adapting, and we are delivering, and we have started to adapt, and we will continue to do so. And I'm looking forward to both to meet you next week at the NATO Defense Ministerial meeting in Brussels, but also to continue to cooperate with you towards the Warsaw NATO summit next year. So thank you.
We have time for a few questions. Lady over here had the first question.
Deputy Prime Minister. The mic. Okay, thank you. German television ZDF, Ines Trams. Mr. Prime Minister, how would you comment on this week, what we have seen, what is going on between the West and, yeah, Mr. Putin in Russia? Is it a dangerous situation, or is it just rhetoric?
Przede wszystkim NATO musi robić swoje, nie oglądając się, co kto mówi wokół naszych granic.
Well, first of all, NATO has to carry on, and we must not look at what everybody else is saying around our borders.
Rosję oceniamy nie po słowach, a po czynach, a te czyny w ciągu ostatniego półtora roku nie napawają nas optymizmem.
Russia must not be judged by their words, but by their actions. And these actions over the past 1.5 years have been not very optimistic for us.
Aneksja Krymu, działania na Ukrainie spowodowały, że kraje wschodniej Europy poczuły się zaniepokojone.
The annexation of Crimea and the activity of Russia in eastern Ukraine mean that eastern European states are very much apprehensive.
I bardzo jesteśmy zadowoleni, że w ciągu tego roku mogliśmy się przekonać, że sojusz działa i jest gotów do obrony swoich członków.
And we are very happy to see that over the last year we have been able to see with our own eyes that the alliance is actually working and it's ready to defend its members.
Dziękuję szczególnie na pani ręce niemieckim sojusznikom, którzy mocno się zaangażowali w tegoroczną szpicę.
And I would like you to pass our words of thanks to the German allies who have been very much involved in the creation of the spearhead.
I łączą nas polsko-niemieckie szczególne sojusznicze relacje.
We have a very special allied relationship between Poland and Germany.
Thank you, Viktor Szczar, Reuters. I've got a question for Prime Minister Siemoniak. I'll ask in Polish if that's okay. Panie premierze, czy uważa pan, że po tej demonstracji pełnej gotowości militarnej szpicy należy teraz podjąć kroki, żeby usprawnić podejmowanie decyzji, żeby tę szpicę można było użyć w szybkim czasie i żeby ta decyzja nie zajmowała dni, tylko godziny? Dziękuję.
Sekretarz generalny mówił przed chwilą o tym, że mamy za tydzień spotkanie ministrów obrony NATO w Brukseli. Tam będziemy starali się szeroko rozmawiać o wdrażaniu RAP-u, także o aspektach politycznych tego wdrażania.
As the Secretary General has just said, in a week's time we are going to hold the NATO ministers meeting in Brussels, and one of the topics we are going to discuss is going to be the implementation of the RAP plan.
Jak państwo dzisiaj widzieli, te ćwiczenia były skupione na reakcji NATO na zagrożenia hybrydowe.
And as you saw today, the exercise was about NATO reaction to hybrid threats.
Uważam, że decyzje o tego rodzaju działaniach powinny być w ręku wojskowych.
And I believe that the decision making about this sort of activities should be in the hands of the military.
I my politycy musimy zbudować taki mechanizm, który będzie powodował, że na różne wyzwania będziemy mogli reagować szybko i elastycznie.
And the task for us, the politicians, is that we have to create a mechanism that will allow, if any challenges arise, they will allow the military to react quickly and swiftly.
Associated Press for Secretary General, a question. Should U.S. forces pre-position their heavy equipment in Poland and in other countries on the eastern flank? How would that help NATO in its mission? And to Minister Siemoniak, może po polsku.
Proszę bardzo, może w dowolnym języku.
Czy można poprosić o szczegóły tego planu zainstalowania ciężkiego sprzętu amerykańskiego? O jaki sprzęt chodzi? W jakich ilościach? I kiedy się pan spodziewa tej decyzji? I o jakich krajach to jeszcze by miało być?
The important thing is that NATO is increasing its readiness and its preparedness, and that we are able also in the future to protect and defend all allies. And that's the reason why we are adapting our forces, and we are also implementing the readiness action plan. The new spearhead force is important. The new small headquarters, which we are now establishing in Poland, and in five other Eastern European allied countries, is also an important element of the increased readiness and preparedness of our forces. We are also doubling the size of the NATO response force, and all of this together is increasing the readiness of NATO. Part of this is also the question of pre-positioning of equipment. We are addressing that issue. No decision has been taken. We are working on the issue of the question of pre-positioning with our allies. It's going to be addressed next week at the defense ministerial meeting of NATO, and we will continue to work on the question of pre-positioning, and then I foresee decisions later on regarding the question of pre-positioning of equipment in the eastern part of the alliance.
Sprawy rozmieszczenia sprzętu armii USA w Polsce równo miesiąc temu omawialiśmy w Waszyngtonie z sekretarzem obrony Ashem Carterem.
This issue of the pre-position of U.S. military equipment in Europe was one of the topics we discussed a month ago in Washington, D.C. with Secretary Carter.
Chodzi o sprzęt dla jednej brygady rozmieszczony w pięciu krajach członkowskich Sojuszu.
And we were talking about equipment which is sufficient for one brigade and it will be pre-positioned in five member states.
Jesteśmy przygotowani od strony logistycznej, organizacyjnej. Czekamy na decyzję Waszyngtonu w tej sprawie.
We are prepared both from the logistics and the organizational side and we're just waiting for Washington DC's decision.
Spodziewam się, że zapadnie ona w ciągu najbliższych tygodni.
I expect this decision to be made over the next few weeks.
I bardzo liczę, że będzie pozytywna.
And I do hope it's going to be a positive decision.
One last question over there. Hi, thank you, Terry Schultz with National Public Radio and CBS News. To both of you, last week a study came out that said that among NATO nation publics, the majority in all countries except the U.S. and Canada would not be willing, if Russia were to attack, to defend a NATO ally as Article 5 demands. I'm interested in your reaction to that. Is there a disconnect between what you see inside NATO with an exercise like this and what you think your publics are expecting from you or would accept from you? Thanks.
It is an unwavering and absolute commitment of all NATO allies to protect and defend each other. And the exercise we have seen today is a strong expression of this strong commitment of all allies to protect each other. And that's the core task of NATO, is that we will defend, protect all allies against any threat, and it's one for all and all for one is the basic principle of this alliance. So what we now are doing with more presence in the eastern part of the alliance, with the new spearhead force, with the doubling of the size of the NATO response force, and also with the new small headquarters in the six Eastern European allied countries, all of this just confirms that we will stand by our commitment to protect all allies. Then, of course, there will be political discussions in different allied countries, but the commitment is there, it's strong, and it's once again confirmed by the alliance by the implementation of the readiness action plan.
W Polsce te badania opinii publicznej, o które pani pyta, odbiły się szerokim echem.
Yes, in Poland we have heard about the opinion poll you mentioned and it is very widely commented.
Oceniam, że powinniśmy jako politycy, także jako media, mówić naszym opiniom publicznym więcej o tym, że skończył się czas kilkudziesięciu lat pokoju po zakończeniu zimnej wojny.
I think that both us, politicians, and you, the media, should be telling more our public about the fact that after tens of years of peace, that peaceful period after the Second World War is now over.
I że wokół Europy jest całe mnóstwo zagrożeń. Kryzys ukraińsko-rosyjski, państwo islamskie i kryzys wielorakiego rodzaju w Afryce Północnej.
Because there are more and more crises erupting around Europe, and we have to make sure that the public understands it. It's not only the Ukrainian and Russian crisis, but also ISIS and a number of different crises in northern Africa.
I że nie obronimy naszego europejskiego dobrobytu, jeżeli nie będziemy robić więcej dla własnego bezpieczeństwa.
And that we cannot defend our European way of life if we don't do more for our defense.
To więcej oznacza także gotowość do poświęcania się za swoje kraje i za sojusz.
And doing more also means being ready to sacrifice for your allied countries.
Myślę, że to powinno być wspólne zadanie dla nas wszystkich, żeby przekonywać ludzi, żeby byli gotowi robić więcej, żeby nie było za późno.
And I think it's a task for all of us to persuade the public that they should be ready to do more before it's too late.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point, but please remain in place for the briefing of our military commanders. Thank you.